the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
And these are the boys who've really rocketed in the hip parade, folks at home. And they've rushed over here tonight at very short notice. How are you? All right, Rog?
Nearly.
He's just getting the mic sorted out. Well, as you can tell, there's a lot of people here tonight from I Feel My Generation. These are the boys who made the hit record of that very same name. So give a great big welcome for the fabulous The Who.
Dig what we all
talking
say.
About my generation.
I gotta cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. My generation. People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before it get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. My generation.
Decay is spreading through our country and our society.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because
cars will get up. They say we don't look a fool. Hope we die before get what we want
saying about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Let's talk about my
Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 365. And if you joined us a couple of weeks ago, you would have heard an episode in which we played well-known 60s tracks and obscure covers back to back. Well, guess what? It's back. This is part two of my back-to-back covers episode. We got it underway with The Who classic track, My Generation, off the debut studio album by The Who, released December 1965 in the UK, titled My Generation. Released in 1966 in the States as The Who Sings My Generation, with a slightly altered track listing. So The Who got it underway, and then our cover of My Generation was done by a band called Som Beat. 1967, 7-inch, 33 1/3 RPM out of Brazil. The A-side, So Temido Assim. The B-side, My Generation. So that's how we're rolling tonight. Well-known track, obscure cover, back-to-back. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play new Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies
found. This one was an enormous hit, although earlier it had been recorded by a band called Rick and the Ravens as a demo for Aura Records in 1965. That was shopped around LA record companies and was one of a number of songs that got Rick and the Ravens signed to Columbia Records. They became The Doors. You'll know the track. This is Hello, I Love You.
Walking down the street, blind to every eye
isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
That's another example of the concept for this week's show. Back-to-back tracks, well-known track, obscure cover. The Doors with Hello, I Love You, and then a cover out of Canada from Les Baronets. Together from 61 to 72. Out of Montreal, Quebec, a 45 RPM single from October 1968. A 7-inch 45 on Can USA Records, or Canusa perhaps it's pronounced. Les Baronets with Hello, Je T'aime.
They know how to take God's name in vain, but they don't know how to take God's name aright. It's these kind of things that destroy America.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Here's one first released in July 1967 as a single, then later added to the fantastic studio album Disraeli Gears by Cream. This is Strange Brew.
Thank you. This music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire. I'll take you to burn. Fire. I'll take you to learn. I'll see you burn. Saved and earned, but all of it's gone to burn. And you burned your town and right, you know you've
insegna, lo si impulso sa controllar. Eres demasiado joven y no debes olvidar que el amor es serio y con él no hay que jugar. Tú
fuego, es para jugar. Fuego, te puede quemar. Te hace guardar, te hace guardar, te hace guardar. Sí.
There's a set of four, two well-known tracks, two obscure covers, as we're doing in this episode of Retrospect. Cream, top of the set with Strange Brew. Cover out of Italy by Le Onde Blu. Now, the cover, strangely, is actually called Layla. It's kind of a mashup of Layla and Strange Brew. So the tune to Strange Brew with the lyrics to Layla out of Italy, Le Onde Blu covering Cream's Strange Brew. Then, picture and information up on our Facebook page. This is an album that I got into many, many years ago, 20 plus years ago. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, also the name of the band. English psychedelic rock band fronted by Arthur Brown. Their big hit sold over a million copies, 1968 single Fire. From the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and a cover of that track out of Spain, retitled Fuego, from Los Cirix, Spanish rock band formed 1959 in Barcelona, active through to 1972, then again in the late 70s through to around 2012. So Cream and Le Onde Blu with Strange Brew, and The Crazy World of Arthur Brown and Los Cirix with Fire. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here's more well-known tracks and not-so-well-known covers. Picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Very cool track. Releases a single in 1965, later on an album called The Kink Controversy. This is The Kinks with Till the End of the Day.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive. We'll be right back.
lot of different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico. I'm not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Yellow, where I am.
You are tuned to Retro Spec 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, your weekly dose of very cool 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. This episode 365, we are looking at well-known tracks and obscure covers played back-to-back. So we had the Kinks till the end of the day, then out of Bologna, Italy, a band called I Poo. Formed 1966 in Bologna, through the course of their entire career, which went well through the decades, they sold over 100 million records. So the track Nessuno Potrà Ridere da Lì, cover of Till the End of the Day. Then we had, out of Ireland, a retrospect favourite, Them, off the 1965 album The Angry Young Them. Now, Van Morrison said that he wrote the track Gloria while he performed with a band called The Monarchs in Germany in 1963. He was just 18 years at the time. Started to perform it at the Maritime Hotel when he returned to Belfast. Joined up with a band called The Gamblers to form the band Them. He'd ad-libbed the lyrics as he performed, sometimes stretching the song out as long as 20 minutes. The band signed to Decca, went to London for a recording session on 5th of April 1964, and Gloria, the fantastic track that it is, was recorded on that day. However, we had a demo version, slightly different interpretation of Gloria by them, and then a cover, and an obscure one by Los Temperatios. We've had them in the show a few episodes ago, Los Temperatios out of Mexico with their cover of Gloria.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Well, here is a band that had a number of their songs covered all over the world, actually. And regular listeners to the show will know that we've played all sorts of covers of their music. This one, 1965 release, written by Graham Goldman. It was the Yardbirds' first single after Jeff Beck replaced Eric Clapton as lead guitarist. So the Yardbirds, Heart Full of Soul.
Ah!
Estic segur que si em volgués al seu costat em trobaria a canviar. Jo tinc un cor fet d'amor. Fa temps que ell és lluny de mi, que no ho puc suportar. Si m'enyora m'ho heu de dir, l'aniré a consolar. I si us diu que de mi no em vol ni el record, ja ni podeu dir que m'hi em mata d'amor. Estic segur que si em volgués al seu costat em trobaria canviat. Jo tinc un cor fet d'amor.
Hi, this is James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. You are tuned in to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Punk on.
Por ti, muy cerca.
está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti, de ti, de ti. Suspendido en un hilo estoy, lo sabes bien. No me conformo con las cosas que me das. Tú puedes dar caridad a otro, más no a mí. Mejor en un hilo que una gloria ya sin ti.
Yo moriré, yo moriré, yo moriré por ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti, de ti, solo de ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti.
And there's four more tracks, two pretty well-known ones and two pretty obscure covers. Yardbirds, top of the set, Heart Full of Soul. Then the cover out of Spain, Un Cor Fait d'Amour, Heart Full of Soul by Els Drax. Pretty much unknown mod or freakbeat band, off an EP out of Spain, Els Drax. Then we had The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, written by songwriters Annette Tucker, lyrics by Nancy Mance. Recorded late 1966 by The Electric Prunes, lead track on their debut album, also the opening track on the very influential Nuggets compilation of garage rock and psychedelic music. And then we had Pendiente de Uno Hilo, cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night by Los Daltons, out of Peru, formed 1965, part of the new wave of Peruvian rock music, great Spanish language cover of that Electric Prunes classic. And that takes us to the end of this week's Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed this second episode of Back to Back Covers. Don't forget about all the back episodes. They're available. Apple Podcasts, great place. You can subscribe, you can rate, you can review, you can message me through the Facebook page. You can go to pretty much any podcasting apps these days and check out back episodes of Retrospect. Also, remember, available via your Spotify account, your Spotify-enabled device. I'm going to leave you with a band out of Colombia, considered to be the genesis of one of the longest-lived projects of the first generation of rock in Colombia. Started out in 1964 as the Thunderbirds, started adopting British invasion tracks, adding that in with their own repertoire. The band is called Los Flippers. Out of Colombia, this is their cover of The Zombies, She's Not There. I'm Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Please share this episode with a friend. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.